So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the halacha of Hamecher Abdi La'evdei Kechavim, Yatzeh Ben Chayrin. If Yisrael sells his Eved Kanani to a non-Jew, and then the Eved escaped, or another Yisrael redeemed him, the Chacham initiated that the Yisrael must free him, as Rashi explains. Knas Chachamim hu hoil v'efkiyoy min ha-mitzvahs. The Yisrael is penalized because he sold his Eved to a non-Jew, thereby causing him to be unable to observe the mitzvahs. The Gemara now cites a braisa, Gevoy b'chayvoy lo yatz l'cheres. If a non-Jew confiscated the Eved from Yisrael for a loan, but the Yisrael did not stipulate this when he borrowed the money, the Eved does not become free, because the Yisrael did not actually transfer the Eved, but rather the Akum took him on his own, therefore there is no knas. However, in another braisa it says, Haresha anse beis ha-melech garnoi im b'choivoy chayv la'aser, im ba'amporis potem la'aser. The king confiscated a Yisrael's grain. If it was for a debt, the Yisrael must separate the miser that would have been taken from this grain. However, if it was for no reason, the Yisrael is exempt from miser. Apparently, b'choivoy, there is a knas. The Gemara makes the following distinction. Shani hasam nukomishtar shilei. The Yisrael gains from the potential miser, which he would ordinarily not have, in that it helps pay off the debt. However, with Eved b'choivoy, he has no additional gain. It merely pays off the debt in the amount of the value of the Eved. The first braisa also teaches, Oish l'kochei sikruken, lo yatz l'cheres. If a non-Jew threatened to kill the Yisrael, who in turn handed over the Eved to appease him, the Eved does not become free, because as Rashi explains, Oynesu, the Yisrael was coerced, therefore there's no knas. However, Rav says, Hamoicher avdei lefarang, Eved kechavim, yatz l'cheres. If a Yisrael sells his Eved to a non-Jew who coerced him for money, the Eved does become free. Although this was ba'aynis, however, havalei lefayis v'loi payis. The Yisrael could have attempted to pacify the farang with another item, and since he did not, he is considered to have given the Eved beratzen voluntarily. However, with sikruken and b'chayvai, he did not have the option of giving something else. The Akum took the Eved ba'aynis. Yirmiyah poses the following question regarding the knas of meicher avdei la'akum. What is the halacha if machre l'shloishim yoyim? The Eved is sold for only 30 days. Or machre chutz m'malachtoi? The Eved was sold only for marital purposes, but it was stipulated that he may not make him work and he can keep Shabbos. Or it was stipulated chutz m'na mitzvahs, that he may not prevent him from observing the mitzvahs. Or chutz m'shabbos of yom tovim, that the Eved need not work on Shabbos and yom tov. Or he was sold to ger toishav, Yisrael mumer, kuti, a non-Jew who keeps the Noahide laws, a Yisrael who became an apostate, or a non-Jew who converted under duress. In all of these cases, is there a knas that the Eved becomes free or not? The Gemara concludes, Pashat Miyachada, one question is resolved, that Ger Taishav Harehu Ka'evet Kechavim. The Gemara also rules that Eved Shehippal Asme Legiyasis, an Eved who gave himself up to captors, or Eved Kechavim She'anas Beisai Shal Yisrael, an Akim forcibly took away a Jew's house, and the owner has no recourse. He may accept payment and record the agreement in the non-Jewish courts in order to save his money. Amar Bishu ben Levi, Hamaycher avdei la'evi kechavim, kainzi noisei ad meya bedamav. If a person sells his Eved Kanani to a non-Jew, he's compelled to redeem the Eved for up to 100 times his worth because the Kol Yoma V'Yoma Mafkalei Mitzvahs. For each day that the Eved belongs to the Akum, he's prevented from keeping mitzvahs. The Gemara cites a second version. Kain Tzinaisei Ad Asar B'damav. He's compelled to redeem him for only up to 10 times his worth. Because Milsid Lo Yishchicha Le'Gaza Barabanan. It's not common for one to sell an Eved to an Akum, therefore the Chacham did not impose a steep knas. The Gemara poses another question. Macher avdei v'mes, ma'o sheyiknesu es b'noi acharav. If a person sold his Eved Kanani to a non-Jew and then died, are the inheritors obligated to redeem the Eved or not? Do we say loy kansu banav because lididei kansu rabanan v'halesa? Because the knas was imposed only on the meicher, but he is not alive anymore. Or we say kansu banav because lememoyne kansu rabanan v'ha'isei, because the knas was imposed on the meicher's assets and they exist. The Gemara concludes, that ledidei kansu rabbanan, lebrei loy kansu rabbanan. The previous Mishnah mentions the halacha of Hamoicher avdei l'chutz la'aretz yatzeh ben chayrin. If a Yisrael who lives in Eretz Yisrael sells his Eved to another Yisrael who lives outside Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham initiated that the Eved must be freed, because knasu sheitziyim oretz lechutz laaretz. The Yisrael is penalized for transferring the Eved outside Eretz Yisrael because asur latzis ma'aretz lechutz laaretz. As the Gemara later explains, kansina lelekeach, the buyer must free him and forfeit the money he paid for the Eved. Although both the seller and buyer are at fault, heicha de'ik isura hasam kansinan, the knas applies only to the one who now owns the Eved, which is the lekeach. The Gemara cites a braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, pa'amim yatza upa'am lo yatza. There are circumstances in which the Eved becomes free and where he does not become free. Ketzad, Omar plainly avdi machartihu leplainly antuchi lo yatza. If the Shtar Mechira states, I sold my Eved to so-and-so, the Antuchian, the Eved does not become free, because as Rashi explains, leimash meshedar ba'antuchi, it merely means that the buyer comes from Antuchi, but does not imply that the Lekech currently lives in Antuchi, and perhaps the Lekech does not intend to take the Eved to Chutzlarts. And Rashi adds, afilo hilicha yesh lemid daiti lachzer. The Eved is not freed even if the Lekech did take him to Chutzlarts, because perhaps he intends to return to Eretz Yisrael. However, l'antuchi shebantuchio yatza. If it states that he sold the Eved to so-and-so the Antuchian who lives in Antuchi, the Eved becomes free because mashma shedirasei sham. This does imply that the Lekech lives in Antuchi and he intends to take the Eved to Chutzlarts permanently. The Gemara cites a contradicting brisa that states, mechartiu l'antuchi yatza. The Eved does become free and only l'antuchi hashor belud lo yatza. If he specified to a person from Antuchi, who currently resides in Lud, which is in Eretz Yisrael, only then does the Eved not become free. In the first braisa, Bistam does not imply that he lives in Antuchi, while in the second braisa, Bistam does imply that he lives in Antuchi. The Gemara explains the first braisa is a case of the Islay base of Eretz Yisrael. The Lekech owns a house in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, only if the Meicha was Mefarish that he lives in Antuchi is his intention for Chutz Laaretz. But Bistam, we assume that his intention is for the Lekech's residence in Eretz Yisrael. While the second braisa is a case of the Islay Ushpiza be'Eretz Yisrael. The Lekech only has a temporary residence in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, even Bistam, it's assumed that his intention is for the Lekech's permanent residence in Chutz Laaretz, and only if he was Mefarish for Lud is his intention for the Ushpiza in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yechanan says, Eved sheyatza acharabe lesuria umachre sham rabbi, yatza lecheres. An Eved who followed his owner out of Eretz Yisrael into Surya, and in Surya the owner sold the Eved to a Yisrael, the Eved becomes free, because Surya is considered chutz laaretz. However, a second braisa rules, ibed es zechusai. The Eved forfeited his rights, and he remains an Eved. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechanan is a case of kan shedas rabbi lachzer. The owner intends to return to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, yatz lecheres, because as Rashi explains, have a kamoicher ma'aretz lechutz laaretz. The owner is considered as someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there is a knas for transferring his eved to someone in chutz laaretz. However, the braisa is a case of kan she'ein das rabbi lachzer. The owner does not intend to return to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the eved does not become free because the owner is considered as someone who lives in chutz laaretz, for which there is no knas. There's no knas for the original leaving Eretz Yisrael because the eved came along voluntarily. Had he refused to come along, the Gemara explains, his master indeed could not have compelled the Eved to leave Eretz Yisrael.